Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday morning to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. As you listen, if you think of someone who would benefit from hearing this podcast, please just pass it along to them. Well, this is the week of Holy Week, also known as Passion Week, when we as Christians celebrate the passion of our Christ, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us so that we would have eternal life with Him in heaven. We've spent the past 2 weeks in our devotional time journeying to the cross by following along with three women of the Bible who were each named Mary. Mary of Nazareth, who, of course, is Jesus' mother. Mary of Bethany, who, along with her sister Martha and brother Lazarus, were dear friends of Jesus. And Mary Magdalene, who's a faithful follower of Jesus. These three Marys shared more than just a first name. They shared a love for Jesus as their Savior. And we began our journey together with Mary of Nazareth a couple weeks ago, and then last week, Mary of Bethany. And today, we'll conclude our journey to the cross with Mary Magdalene. So for some background on Mary Magdalene, Mary was from the town of Magdala, which was located along the Sea of Galilee. Unlike some of those that we read about in Scripture, we're not given many details about Mary Magdalene's background before she met Jesus. From what we can tell from Bible scholars, she was an independent woman. She had no husband and no children. She had the financial means to provide for herself. We know that she was a Jewish woman from the area of Galilee near where Jesus lived. And we know that she suffered from being tormented by evil spirits. That last fact we learn the very first time we meet Mary Magdalene in Scripture in Luke chapter 8, verses 1 and 2 say this: "After this, Jesus traveled about from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, and also some women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had come out, Joanna, the wife of Cusa, the manager of Herod's household, Susanna, and many others. These women were helping to support them out of their own means." Well, the author, Liz Curtis Higgs, in her book, The Women of Easter, goes on to describe Mary of Magdalene this way in her book. She writes, "Rather than music therapy or art therapy, Jesus excelled at demon therapy, delivering those who were tormented by wicked spirits. Interesting that the Lord cured demon possession in the same way he healed illnesses and infirmities, efficiently and effectively. Jesus drove out the spirits with a word and healed all the sick. One word, and these women, including Mary Magdalene, were made whole. They were made new. No wonder they followed him." Well, Mary Magdalene's response from being healed by Jesus from 7 evil spirits shows how thoroughly tortured she had previously been in her life. Once she was healed, she became one of Jesus's most faithful followers and supporters. I mean, if you'd been filled with evil spirits and then miraculously set free from them, would you ever leave the side of the one who healed you? Well, Mary stayed by Jesus' side as she traveled with Jesus and his disciples to spread the good news, and she played a role in financially supporting the ministry. We know the most about Mary Magdalene from her response to Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. We read as Jesus hung on the cross in Matthew 27, in verse 55, we read this about Mary. Matthew 27, verse 55, "Many women were there at the foot of the cross, watching from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee to care for his needs. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's sons." even at the risk of their own lives. Mary Magdalene and several other women who followed Jesus, including his own mother, stayed with Jesus as he was crucified. And they followed him as he was carried and laid in the tomb. And even though it seemed all hope was gone because Jesus was now in the grave, Mary Magdalene still wanted to serve him. So on the Sunday after his Friday burial, after the Sabbath, she, Mary Magdalene, and the other women went to Jesus's tomb to cover his body with spices. We read this in Luke 24, starting in verse 1. Luke 24, starting in verse 1. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. And when they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Well, as discouraging as that may have felt like, and probably did feel like to Mary and the other women, Mary went with Peter and John, and actually they ran to the tomb at that time to see what Mary had told them, to check to see if it was real. Well, Peter and John got there, and Mary was behind. They found an empty tomb, but no Jesus. Well, Peter and John left, wondering. But Mary stayed behind, still determined to find her Lord, her Savior. And Jesus would reward her faithfulness. We read this in John 20, starting in verse 10. Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head, the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They've taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it that you're looking for?" Well, thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've put him, and I will get him." Then Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." Mary Magdalene was the first to see and proclaim the resurrected Savior. Liz Curtis Higgs writes this in her book, The Women of Easter. She writes this: Jesus had given her a simple message to relay, the same simple message he gives us. Tell the world I am alive. Tell the world I am your God. Can you do it, sister? Say to a stranger, "I serve a risen Savior who loves his own." Confess to a coworker, "I believe in Jesus who died for my sins and lives in my heart." Well, Mary Magdalene shows us the way. With Christ's authority, she announced and informed and began joyfully reporting to the disciples the living proof they'd been waiting to hear. "I have seen the Lord." Oh, those five world-shaking words. She goes on to write, "This is where I start thinking, if only I'd lived in the time of Jesus, if only I'd seen him with my own eyes. Then I remind myself, We can see the Lord every day, shining forth from the pages of His Word, reflected in the faces of those who are filled with His Spirit, captured in the moments of true worship spoken and sung in our churches. Oh, He is more alive than ever, my friend, and He is coming back. Oh, amen and amen. And hallelujah, He is coming back. So in the meantime, let's follow the examples of our three Marys whom we've studied and faithfully continue to do the work God has given us to do as we look forward and tell others about Jesus's return. Well, thank you for listening today, and I pray that you received a word from the Lord today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you know someone who would benefit from hearing this, please just pass it along to them. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible Study Time, just email me for details, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.